You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, interesting, this headline caught my eye. We were just talking about medical conspiracies and how many people, at least half of Americans, actually believe that the government, you know, could be behind something, whether it not knowing, you know, knowing the cure for cancer or not, revealing to us that they have the cure or something, you know. But this is kind of interesting. They say that many people are afraid to be happy because they think they will tempt fate. They say millions of people actively avoid feeling happy because they think it will cause something disastrous to happen to them. Apparently, New Zealand psychologists have found that many times we just don't enjoy the moment because we think it will lead to unhappiness and other unfortunate consequences. And this happens in both Western and Eastern cultures. We think we're going to jinx or something. Okay? In some non-Western cultures, some people think that you'll get the evil eye. We've talked about the evil eye on this show, right? I was born into a family where they're like, be very, very careful, don't brag about something, because somebody will give you the evil eye, or some other supernatural deity, right, may resent the happiness and cause you to have severe consequences, etc. But, you know, I noticed this is something, and we just got to talk about it for a few minutes, on why we're not deciding to just stop and enjoy the moment. You know, my family, we did the same thing. You know, anytime something really, really exciting has happened to me, okay, and I start getting excited about it, I should probably say, you know, the majority of the time it falls through. Okay? You know, like somebody gets fired or somebody, you know, so I'll get excited because I have a new affiliate or I'm going to get on, you know, another platform and bring my show to million more viewers or listeners or whatever. And then all of a sudden somebody gets fired and the move doesn't happen or the addition doesn't happen. And for those people in the radio industry, they understand what I'm talking about, where, you know, things just are supposed to happen and then there's a lot of shuffling around and then it doesn't happen. Luckily, I'm at a network now, GCN, that's so stable, so I'm very blessed to be where I am now. But you learn very, very quickly, especially in show business, that you can't get excited about anything because it may not happen. I can't tell you how many offers I've had for television shows, and the show fails before I even get a chance to be on it or it airs. And so, you know, I've come to learn that I just kind of have that, oh, same old, you know, reaction. You'd think that, you know, a lot of the news I get, I should be just jumping on, you know, cloud nine and doing cartwheels. No, because I just don't want to get excited and be let down. And I think a lot of you guys do that. So we should talk about which is worse. You know, the let down, okay, getting all excited and being let down, or never getting to enjoy being excited at all. And so, you know, we start to guard and protect ourselves psychologically a lot of times. You know, for many of us that had relationships where we got excited about a relationship and it fell through, many of us will sabotage inadvertently our current relationship because we aren't jumping in feet first because we don't want to get hurt. That's a tough one. You know, I mean, just looking at relationships, and we've all done it. We're like, okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to superficially be in this relationship because once I go all in, then he's going to dump me or she's going to cheat on me or something, and then I'm going to be hurt. So you don't jump into the relationship. You go in halfway. The other person sees that you're not fully invested into it and then dumps you. So maybe what we need to work on, just psychologically, not so much today, but in general, is go ahead and jump on in. Go ahead and live for the moment. Enjoy it, okay? Revel in it. Bask in its glory. Bask in the passion. Really, really like it. You know, really, really love what you're doing. Really love the news. Get excited about it. But then have plan A, B, and C in case it doesn't fall through. Maybe we don't have to go through all this work to protect ourselves psychologically. You know, when the recession started to really, really hit badly in 2009, and when I was, I live in Las Vegas, and so either Mondays or Tuesdays were big layoff days. And I would have patients all week long freaking out that their name was going to be called or they were going to be next on the list to be laid off that next week. And I started to notice that my patients who were doing better and were happier and healthier and able to sleep were the ones that already got laid off. Because they didn't have to sit there and worry about it happening. You know, sometimes there's, you know, that mental freedom when the poop already hits the fan. So I would love for us to figure out how to just be able to be excited and live for the day. You know, life is too gosh darn short. You know, one thing that I am really, really guilty of is not enjoying the moment. Everything I do is for the future. All right? I mean, it always has been. I wanted to make sure I was at the top of my first grade class so that I could then be at the top of my class for second grade. Okay? And that just kept happening. So middle school and then high school. And then I wanted to make sure that everything I was doing in high school was so I could then get scholarships so I could afford college. Okay? So I remember high school and I had fun in high school, but I probably didn't have as much fun as I could have. Same thing with college. Everything I had to do in college was all centered around my getting into medical school. And because I couldn't afford college, because the scholarship only covered X amount, I still had to support myself, I worked. So I remember college, and I remember having fun, but I didn't have as much fun as I could have, because it was all planning for medical school. Then same thing with medical school. You gotta do medical school, and you gotta bust your butt to medical school, because you have to be a doctor. Then you become a doctor, and you have a kid. Right? So I started having two kids. I have both my kids, love them to death. And it's all about what I need to for the future for them. I need to make sure we have money for the future. I need to make sure we have a home. We have a business. We have a building, whatever. You know? And then I go into radio. I love doing radio. Yeah, I live for the day. I enjoy being on radio. But again, I need to make sure I solidify this, because the more affiliates you have, the less chance you have of getting fired. And you start to notice that every single day, every single thing you do is for the future. Well, then, I mean, what the hell? When are you going to just sit back and enjoy your future? All right? I mean, the future I'm in now is what I have worked on ever since I was 6 years old. And what am I doing? I'm worried about the future. Sit back, enjoy where you are, okay? Love life. It's too short. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. Cynthia Williams, 44 years old, planned to have a quote-unquote sterilization surgery. She underwent tubal ligation in 2008. Apparently, she said both she and her husband carried the sickle cell trait. Well, they already had one son with sickle cell disease, so they didn't want to get pregnant again. Okay? Apparently, she ended up becoming pregnant 6 months after she underwent the tubal ligation and gave birth to a baby girl with sickle cell disease. So now she is suing her doctor for quote-unquote wrongful pregnancy. Now, I've told you guys, I've had at least five patients in my medical career who had had a tubal ligation procedure, and I still ended up diagnosing them with pregnancy. So as far as I'm concerned, tubal, and we were just talking about this yesterday, I think, you know, tubal ligation, getting your tubes tied, okay, so to speak, you know, where they ligate them, you cut them, and then you cauterize the end. You know, so you don't have the pathway for the egg to come down and meet the sperm within the tube. You still could get pregnant. Technically, you got a uterus. And if that egg somehow meets the sperm and somehow lands into the uterus, you can get pregnant. Cynthia Williams' situation said it's all more shocking because she had just a single ovary, and she believes the doctor might have cauterized the wrong fallopian tube. She said she was further dismayed when she experienced congestive heart failure following the pregnancy. She didn't believe it could happen, and now she wants her money for all the extraordinary medical expenses. She was livid. I just lost it. Now, of course, they were worried about sickle cell. We've talked about sickle cell on the show, where many times these kids with sickle cell, their blood cells don't seem to be the nice, full, juicy, round. They have a trait that causes them to be more sickled. A lot of the red blood cells are more kind of, I don't want to say the word banana-shaped, but they seem to be more kind of bent and thin and a little crooked, etc. So you have less oxygen being delivered, and they just don't seem to work as well as blood cells that don't have that trait. And so, you know, I mean, kids still do well, but, you know, having sickle cell, they suffer more. They're anemic. They don't seem to bring on the same immune response that non-sickle cell kids do. So I could see it being a concern. Now, I'm not sure where this is going to go. Okay, tubal ligation is supposed to be a permanent procedure, all right, but pregnancy can occur. I guess the failure rate is about 2 to 10 out of every 1,000 tubal ligations. The doctor being sued is Dr. Byron Rossner, all right? Whenever I've had to sign a consent for a procedure, et cetera, you had to agree that you understood that it may not be 100%. So that could offer some protection to him. But what is sickle cell? And this kid that has sickle cell, we talked about how this is something where your red blood cells, they kind of clump, and they're kind of sickle-shaped, okay? They also don't seem to bend and be pliable when it comes to blood, to, you know, traveling through little capillaries, etc. Even though about 80,000 Americans have sickle cell disease, many of us will see the kids who become afflicted, obviously, first, and these kids will come in with major, major pain because parts of their body, their extremity, are not getting the blood flow that they should because these sickled red blood cells can't get to where they need to. You could also get organ damage, infections, etc. Now, they say that 2.5 million Americans actually carry the trait. So when somebody has a trait, okay, not a treat, a trait, they carry one copy of it, okay? You need two copies to carry the disease. So basically, mom and dad have to both have the trait and then give it to the child. There's a 25% chance of a child then having the sickle cell disease because if mom carries a trait and dad carries a trait, you know, so if you have mom like plus minus, dad plus minus, so then the possibilities are a plus plus, a plus minus, and a minus minus. So one of the squares, when you draw it out, obviously have the plus plus for the trait, so therefore 25%. Now, do people with the sickle cell trait have issues? It's very, very interesting, okay? I was always taught the sickle cell trait, no, doesn't affect you. Yet, as I've been in my practice now, over 15 years, I've noticed that some people with the trait do have issues. Okay? Sometimes we see them have issues at high altitude. Your athletes, some of them will notice a little bit of blood in the urine, etc. And you usually see sickle cell in Black Americans, but you will see it in Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, Central, South American ancestry, as being reported by Mail Online. And so, this is something where, many people say, well, I have the sickle cell trait, what do I do? Well, you know, if you're a little anemic, you know, we make sure we keep an eye on you. We have the hematologist keep an eye on you. And if you have symptoms, we try to manage those symptoms. But it shouldn't be a death sentence. There's a lot of things we could do for sickle cell now. Now, then, you know, I have a lot of doctors. I have a lot of healthcare workers listen to my show. So anytime there's somebody getting sued, we all can learn from it. Well, how do we learn from this? Okay, I mean, you know, if you were this woman's doctor and they wanted a procedure and you performed the procedure, and you know, there's a failure rate, and the person gets pregnant, you know, I mean, will this doctor be liable? Well, because of the media attention, You know, I mean, and I know the jury's not supposed to be swayed by the media attention. All right, he kind of looks like the bad guy right now. You even see with the picture, the mom is really sweet looking. The kid, her current kid's very sweet. The daughter, really sweet looking, right? And he looks kind of cold, and that's the problem. We doctors always look cold. We always look like we are not, you know, for the people. We look like, especially with how we pose for pictures, that, you know, we are very studious and doctorly. I like to totally shed that stereotype. Every time I do a news interview or whatever, I don't act doctorly, okay? I act like me, okay? I'm a normal person. Okay, normal people can still make mistakes. Now, people don't want that. People want to think that their doctor is a god, all right? But doctors aren't gods, okay? You can't do anything at 100%. Just because there's a procedure to try to stop pregnancy doesn't mean that we have the power to overcome nature. Now, my concern, though, with this, whenever you have a lawsuit that goes public, is if doctors are going to be liable for your failed tubal ligation or men, a vasectomy that fails, okay? If you are able to successfully turn around and sue, so it's going to be very interesting to see what the verdict comes out. Now, just as an aside, if he actually cauterized the wrong tube, that would kind of make no sense. Usually it's a bilateral tubal ligation. So I know they're claiming he did the wrong one, but usually you handle both. So, you know. So again, I mean, if a doctor does the wrong side, okay, they're usually dead in the water with the lawsuit. But if the doctor did the procedure like anybody else would, all right, and they are successfully sued, you're going to start to see that procedure not being offered anymore. Now, maybe that's good. Maybe it's good in the long run because if the procedure fails. But people have been getting their tubes tied for many, many decades now. And it's been overall successful. Yeah, they still have to be careful because they have a uterus. But it's been allows a lot of people to avoid the full-blown hysterectomy if they want to be sterile. This way they still get their ovaries. They still, you know. But if doctors are going to get sued for you know, doing a tubal ligation that doesn't seem to work, then they're going to probably start recommending, look, I can't take the chance, so if you don't want to get pregnant, we just need to take out the uterus. Or doctors will say, no, I'm not going to do the procedure. You know, I told you guys when the Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002 regarding estrogen and how they had found that estrogen alone, Premarin, as opposed to the Prempro, the estrogen alone could, or was it Prempro? They looked at estrogen, Premarin, and Prempro, and they were looking at the increase in breast cancer, even though now we're starting to see a reversal of some of those results. But the Women's Health Initiative was a phenomenal study. It was huge, where they found that people on hormone replacement therapy could be more at risk for breast cancer. Well, when one of my patients was afflicted with breast cancer, I told you guys a story. 9 months prior, I had not liked her blood pressure. And I had told her, I don't know why you're on this estrogen. I'm not a big fan of it. If it's raising your blood pressure, go off your estrogen. I never officially gave her the estrogen. I was the one that took her off. Well, 9 months later, she gets her mammogram. We find breast cancer. It gets biopsied. It was stage 2 breast cancer addressed. She's well. She's fine. She's happy and healthy. But the family asked for medical records to bring their attorney because they said their attorney could sue any doctor that ever gave her estrogen because she had breast cancer, and any estrogen we gave her, we could then be liable, and the lawyer can now sue. Well, I told him, fine, take the records, I don't care. I never gave her the estrogen. I was the one that took her off. So I never got sued because I never gave her the estrogen. But after that, you started to see a lot of doctors say, I'm just not going to give anything to you. So the more suits and litigiousness, the less you're going to get from your doctor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So according to the 2014 Facts and Figures Report, men have a 1 in 11 chance of getting Alzheimer's. But they say women over age 60 have a 1 in 6 chance of getting Alzheimer's. So when you remember the statistic of 1 in 8 women getting breast cancer, you start to now see the headlines, Alzheimer's is more common than breast cancer. Now, for any of you men or women out there, all right, you must, like I do, hate seeing headlines like that. I don't want to know that. We just talked about living for the day and loving life in the previous hour. And, you know, let's all be happy and let's all be positive. I don't want to know that I'm working my butt off and doing all this just to get Alzheimer's or breast cancer. All right? But they say age is the greatest risk factor for gender differences among Alzheimer's patients. Researchers are looking at genetic and hormonal differences also, right, to see why 1 in 6 women age 6 years older are now being afflicted with this. The disease affects right now 5 million Americans, 2/3 of them women. Now, some of you men are like, whew, all right, good, I'm in the clear. No, you're not in the clear, okay? Men get affected with so many other things, too. I think we're all behind the eight ball, so just, you know, we're just all screwed. The new details about this disease and its impact on women come from a survey of more than 3,000 women commissioned by the Alzheimer's Association. Carol Moore, I guess, she's 75 years old. She has been having forgetfulness. She was, I guess, diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and she says, I'm really not thinking about breast cancer right now. So, with it being that prevalent, I think we need to start reminding everybody that this is something that's huge. And as our baby boomers are getting older, and our baby boomers have now hit the 65 on up, et cetera, we're starting to see that movement, that shift. We need to get our acts together extremely quickly when it comes to Alzheimer's. Now, the caregivers. We talk about caregivers and how we are starting to see less and less people be available for that. All right? You usually see more women, shall we say, in the caregiving roles, okay? And they find that women are disproportionately affected when it comes to caring for people with Alzheimer's. 60% of caregivers are women, all right? And they say that the care they give is a lot of times more intense physically and emotionally. They give round-the-clock care, feeding, clothing, diapering. The average length of time an Alzheimer's patient requires 24-hour care for is 4 to 7 years, but could be as long as 20 years. They say the cost of Alzheimer's care is estimated to be $214 billion just for this year alone. This is being reported by CNN. $214 billion. Now, do we have fancy schmancy treatments? No, we don't. Do we have a cure? No, we don't. Now, if you told me, you know, it's going to be $1 billion per person, but they're cured, and then we save money in the long run, that's great. Okay, but no, this is to take care and to manage. We don't know what to do. We just don't know what to do. So, it's very frustrating. They say another surprise from the report was 24% of women and men mistakenly believe that they're only at risk for Alzheimer's disease if there's a family member with it. No, any of us could get Alzheimer's. You don't have to have any genetic tendency for that. Yeah, genetics can play a part, but just because, like in my family, and it's a real shame, but all the men die in their 60s. So we never really see men in my family with Alzheimer's because nobody lives long enough. So then how the hell do we know if there's the gene or not? So you need to assume anyway. The cultural breakdown they found was surprising as well. They said 33% of Hispanics thought that as well, and half of Asians thought that you had to have a genetic link. Now, according to Angela Geiger of the Alzheimer's Association, she says anybody with a brain is at risk. So what I need you all to do is I need you all to go home and check. If you have a brain, then you're at risk. If you don't have a brain, you're in the clear. Okay? Now, many people have asked me, what about the aluminum? What about the Teflon pots? Does that still cause Alzheimer's? We don't know. All right? We don't know. Right now, my approach with you all and with my patients is to just try to avoid any sort of dementia. Now, how do you avoid dementia? And do you have any control? I'd like to believe we have some control. And so I would, as far as I'm concerned, you want to make sure you're getting phenomenal blood flow. Okay? You don't want to be scarring. You don't want to be infarcting, having less blood flow to parts of the brain. You want to have really good flow. Because if you have really good flow, I know, yeah. Nice, the flow. See, we're back to the flow. If you have really good flow, then your body can repair itself. Your brain can do what it needs to and maybe be less vulnerable to some of these plaques, these neurofibrillary plaques and the beta and the tau proteins and the amyloid buildup that happens with Alzheimer's. And so I notice many people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's when they really have multi-infarct dementia. Multi-infarct is where the little blood vessels don't bring blood to parts of the brain. because of maybe cholesterol or blood sugar or high blood pressure causing vasoconstriction. So your job is to make sure you don't get bunches of little baby mini strokes and infarcts, and you make sure your brain is healthy. Get some exercise. Make sure you have good blood flow. Keep that blood pressure down. Don't get diabetes. If you do have diabetes, keep it in very tight control. Keep the cholesterol down. All right? Eat right. Eat well. Get good sleep. Keep your mind active. Now, yes, healthy people do get Alzheimer's. They do. Okay? But I've seen a lot of unhealthy people get dementia. So just try not to be unhealthy. Okay? They say even women can reduce some of the risk factors by making sure they keep their blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes down. So, you know, this isn't anything I'm just pulling out of my butt here. Okay? I pull a lot of stuff out of my butt, all right, but not that. So, but it's scary. Another thing that's scary is colon cancer. We are right now in Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. It is my job and doctor's jobs to make sure you guys are aware that we are now celebrating Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month in March. How do you remember that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month? Because you're supposed to march your butt right into the gastroenterologist's office, okay? That's how you remember. You march your butt in there. The American Cancer Society estimates that 140,000 people are affected by colon cancer each year, and 50,000 of us will die each year from colon cancer. Are you kidding me? The colonoscopy is such an easy test. All right? Now, you know, many of you, again, will say, I don't need to do a colonoscopy because it's not in the family. Well, again, when did your relatives die? Oh, well, they had a heart attack when they were 58. Well, then how do you know that colon cancer is not in the family? They could have had colon cancer when they were 62 if they lived long enough. You know, I mean, my father never got his colon cancer diagnosis, even though I think he had it because he died of a heart attack before we could even get him in for his first colonoscopy. And so, no, the idea of the colonoscopy did not give him a heart attack. He died of a heart attack because he had diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Even though they were all in really good control, he still died of a massive heart attack. And so, no, my mom made sure he took his medicines. I know he was stubborn, but no, he took his medicines. He just didn't really want to get things looked at. So, you know, with colon cancer, everybody's like, well, you know, what are the common symptoms? Well, the number one common symptom of colon cancer is there's no symptom. You have no flipping clue. Okay. Then maybe you'll start to notice some blood in the stool, some hemorrhoids, some constipation. All right. But in the early stages, you may have no clue. So many of you will say, look, Dahlia, I'm not going to do my colonoscopy until I actually start losing weight, start having blood in the stool. Oh, hell no. That's not when you get seen. You know, one of my friend's mothers came to me for the first time saying, you know, I never had to go to the doctor. I've never been sick. This is the first time I've been at a doctor for 40 some years. So I decided to check, you know, her stool for blood just as routine. All her specimens had some blood. You know, and I go, are you feeling tired at all or something? She's like, yeah, a little tired, but no big deal. I'm strong. I'm good. Well, she had stage 4 colon cancer and was dead within 3 months. It was so horrifying. Somebody who's always been healthy. So get your colonoscopies. Get yourself checked. It's a very easy test. I mean, if you don't want to go for a colonoscopy, just go and see your gastroenterologist. Let him evaluate you and do some sort of screening procedure, okay? Don't be surprised if he brings up colonoscopy. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who works the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you guys have choices out there. I really do. I apologize. I'm cleaning the studio. I didn't realize we got all these wrappers here. Oh, man. Where is the cleaning crew? I realize you guys have many choices. You don't have to hear me clean stuff on air. But I'm just kind of in one of those cleaning moods. Is it spring cleaning? So that's what stinks. Okay, you thought Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month stunk. No, it really doesn't. You know, there's a National Doctors Day coming up. I think it's at the end of the month. What are you doing? National Doctors Day. Excuse me? Gift. Yeah. National Doctors Day. You know, that would be good. You know how I'm raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society? Have everybody donate $5 in honor of their doctor. That would be pretty cool for National Doctors Day. Yeah, it would. That would be pretty cool. Okay, well, we'll talk about that. Yeah, spring cleaning. A lot of people hate doing spring cleaning, but you're supposed to. You know, in the Jewish religion, we have Passover, and we're supposed to get rid of anything that has yeast or bread or grains that we're not supposed to have on Passover, and so you're supposed to clean it all out of the house. Now, for some of us, like me, I'm a hoarder. You know, where I have Top Ramen from the 1980s still in my house. You know, it's kind of bad because you're supposed to clean that and you're supposed to throw it out. And then I don't know when Passover comes, but oh, am I going to be constipated? That is going to be so rough. Oh, I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death. But it's something that we have to do. Okay, now, speaking of cleaning the house, many of us will find bottles of ketchup. Now, this was a very interesting story. I found this in Fox News. They say you could actually use ketchup to clean, all right? We have right now a list of 10 unexpected natural cleaners that you have around the house. They go, you could actually use white bread and ketchup. You could dust an oil painting by gently dabbing a slice of white bread over the surface to pick up the dirt. Oh, so don't put the ketchup on the, oh, that would stink. Because I was going to say, you're going to ruin the oil painting by putting ketchup on it. So I guess you use white bread and you just gently glide it over the dirt and the grime of your oil painting. You can use ketchup to remove tarnish from copper and brass cookware. You squeeze ketchup onto a cloth, rub it on pots and pans, and they should go back to their coppery color in minutes. Rinse with warm water and dry with a towel. I'm going to try that. Ketchup. That's pretty cool. Then oatmeal. They said you could use oatmeal to scrub very dirty hands, make a thick paste of the oatmeal and water, and then rinse. I didn't know that. Rice. You could clean the inside of a vase or a thin-necked bottle by filling 3/4 of it with warm water and then a tablespoon of uncooked rice. Cup your hand over the opening and shake vigorously and then rinse. And that's how you clean the inside. I would just put water, but I guess the rice, maybe because the rice, the little kernels, you know how a lot of us, we use those facial rubs, those facial washes that feel like they're rocks because it exfoliates. I wonder if that does it. Tea. They say you could scour rusty garden tools using tea. Brew a few pots of strong black tea. When cool, pour into a bucket. Soak the tools for a few hours. Wipe each one with a cloth. Wear rubber gloves or your hands will be stained. That's pretty cool. Glycerin. They say you remove dried wax drippings from candlesticks, peel off the wax, and then moisten a cotton ball with glycerin and rub until clean. That's interesting. Now, club soda you could use to for a stainless steel sink. Use some club soda. That cleans stainless steel. And then hydrogen peroxide. Use hydrogen peroxide, they say, to disinfect the keyboard. Many of our keyboards and our mouses have germs. We've talked about how dirty the keyboard is, dirtier than a toilet seat. So disinfect it using some hydrogen peroxide. And you use a little bit of Q-tip, a little cotton swab, to get into the little nooks and crannies. Cornstarch. You can use cornstarch to clean grease spills on carpets. According to Fox News, they say pour cornstarch onto spots and let sit for 15 to 30 minutes before vacuuming. And then rubbing alcohol. You know, many of us have permanent marker stains on floors or countertops. They say use rubbing alcohol onto a cotton ball and apply it. I do that. I can't tell you how much ink I get on things. And will use, you know, because we have rubbing alcohol all over the office. And that's pretty cool because it really works so nicely. So rubbing alcohol. But I got to tell you, what I learned from that, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you could get rid of rust with tea, garden tool rust, and oatmeal for dirty hands, and ketchup to make copper and brass. That's kind of into maybe it is a lycopene. I don't know. It's all about the lycopene. Toyota has reached a $1 billion settlement over the acceleration issues. Remember back in 2009 and 2010, there were multiple incidents involving sudden acceleration issues in several models of their cars. The company had also been charged with criminal wire fraud, saying Toyota put out misleading statements about safety issues in Toyota and Lexus cars. According to Attorney General Eric Holder, said that this is the largest criminal penalty levied against a car company in U.S. history, totaling $1.2 billion. Toyota confronted a public safety emergency as if it were simply a public relations problem. He says they mounted this cover-up despite widely documented incidents and even tragic accidents that took the lives of one of the lives of a California Highway Patrol officer and members of his family. I remember hearing the 911 call. That's horrible. Oh, my gosh. Apparently, there was this unintended acceleration issue, generated tons of lawsuits back in 2009, and I guess the automaker was subpoenaed. This settlement comes after a four-year investigation. This is scary. This is, it's frustrating. Now, every now and then I try to, give you guys reports on issues with cars. Every now and then there's recalls. A lot of you never know that, one of the products that you have is in recall. I would just periodically check, especially something as important as your car. Okay? Because, we put so much trust into things. And me, I love used cars. I love used cars because they've been out for a while. We know the problems with them. If it's the same engine, if it's the same brake system, similar tires. True, I should change the tires every now and then, but I'm too cheap, but I do. So I'm very, very comfortable with older cars because they've been around and they already have the kinks out. But for those of you that, like new and you have new, definitely, look at all the medical stuff that had to be recalled. The hip implants, pelvic mesh. Yeah, no, that's a tough one. How do you check if your pelvic mesh has been recalled? I know you got to kind of really go up in there with the microscope. And a lot of people are like, I really don't want to. There were problems with the pelvic mesh. You guys get the point. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. We could run out of time. Oh, no, today is Kick Butts Day. Did you guys know that today is Kick Butts Day? Apparently, Kick Butts Day is the 19th annual day in which we basically push tobacco companies to change the way they market their products. Hence, Kick Butts in terms of cigarette butts. Okay? Apparently, this article is coming out of the Kansas... it's coming out of KWCH Channel 12 News. They say tobacco companies spend more than $8.8 billion in marketing. $70 million of that is spent on tobacco marketing in Kansas. So Kansas definitely is jumping on board. Tons of states are on board with this Kick Butts Day. Apparently, Surgeon General's report found without urgent action to reduce smoking, 5.6 million U.S. children alive today will die prematurely from smoking-related causes. Pretty scary stuff. Kick Butts Day. You feel like kicking some butt? Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Little
hang me down.
Hang me down.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.